when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. There was no one flipping burgers. All the grills were cold. Onion rings were in their bags. Fries were growing mold. There were no baristas at Starbucks asking how many shots would you like. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike.
This is a Building Bridges, Your Community and Labor Report special. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash. Mimi, did you know that the amount earned in a minimum wage job for 1 year is less than $10,600? And it's estimated that a family of three needs at least $30,000 a year just to live on. $5.15 an hour, the minimum wage in New York State, it's not enough to live on. It's time to raise the minimum wage.
Ken, currently there's legislation pending in Albany to raise the minimum wage to $7.10 per hour. This raise would affect 700,000 wage earners in New York State, and most of them are full-time adult workers who are trapped in poverty. And if the minimum wage goes up to $7.10 per hour, those workers already receiving that amount will be in a better position to negotiate for a wage increase.
12 states, including Connecticut and Massachusetts, have already raised the minimum wage above the federal level of $5.15 an hour and experienced no job loss as the conservatives and business community projected.
Recently, New York Jobs with Justice and the New York Unemployment Project held a packed community forum to call on Republican New York State Senator Olga Mendez to actively petition in the Senate for a raise in the minimum wage. Senator Mendez was invited to address the gathering along with community and labor organizers and minimum wage workers. When she didn't show up, the participants decided to march to her house on Fifth Avenue to protest. And now let's hear the protest meeting and rally.
The boss had to take a hike when all the minimum wage workers went on strike.
Gracias a todos por estar aquí.
Thanks everybody for being here.
Mi nombre es Leonor Torres y soy miembro del Partido de Familias Trabajadores de Washington Heights y la campaña de 515 no es suficiente.
Good evening, my name is Addison Goodson. I'm a member of the New York Unemployment Project and the 515 is not enough campaign. We're glad that everyone could be here tonight. By now I think everyone in this room could recite these statistics in their sleep, but they are so outrageous I want to say them again. There are 700,000 workers in New York State who make less than $7 an hour. A full-time minimum wage worker earns just $10,700 a year. Who can live on this?
Nobody.
Nobody. That's why we want to take you to our, even though Senator Mendez is not here with us. Estamos aquí hoy por la noche porque sabemos que los trabajadores de Nueva York merecen más que 5.15 a la hora. 5.15 no es suficiente. Casi 200 sindicatos de trabajo, organizaciones comunitarias y grupos religiosos se han unido a la lucha para aumentar el salario mínimo.
We are here tonight because we agree that New York's workers deserve more than poverty wages. 5.15 is not enough. Nearly 200 labor unions, community groups, and religious organizations have joined the fight to raise New York's minimum wage.
Hoy por la noche vamos a escuchar a trabajadores del salario mínimo que nos van a decir por propia experiencia cómo es vivir con 5.15 por hora. También vamos a escuchar de miembros de la campaña y finalmente vamos a escuchar a la senadora estatal Olga Mendez de ayudarnos a lograr un aumento del salario mínimo para que los trabajadores que luchan para sobrevivir bajo esta condición de pobreza.
Tonight we will hear from minimum wage workers $5.15 an hour. We would also have liked to have heard from Senator Mendez, but she's not here tonight. It's not for lack of effort on our part. Believe us, we've called and faxed her office repeatedly, and she knows we're here tonight. She lives quite close to us. We should say, however, that Senator Mendez is a sponsor of legislation that would raise the minimum wage. And while it's a shame that she's not here firsthand tonight, she knows how important this legislation is to us tonight. We know she'll hear our message loud and clear, because tonight we're going to take this message to her house, to make sure she knows how important the raising the minimum wage is to us.
Ahora quiero presentar a Annette Brenhardt de Brennan Center. Ella va a dar un resumen breve del asunto.
We have Annette Brenhardt with Jobs with Justice and with the Brennan Center for Justice.
Good evening, everybody. I am delighted to be here and very proud to be here. I'm going to take just a very few moments to talk in a little bit more detail about the law and how it will affect workers in this state and especially in this city. Again, the law calls for an increase from $5.15 an hour to $7.10 an hour. It covers restaurant workers who are tipped, which is a very important concern, especially in this community. And it's got provisions for better enforcement of the law, which is a really big issue. So how will the law affect workers? We've already talked about it, but I think the biggest point about the law and something you should be telling everybody that you meet, that you talk to about it, is it's going to help hundreds of thousands of workers in the state. 700,000 workers in the state, 300,000 workers in the city. And that's not all, because every time somebody gets an increase who's a minimum wage worker, even people who make like $7.30 an hour will get an increase, because you can't just give some workers an increase and not others. And that means altogether, there's even more workers who will benefit. Altogether, we think that close to 500,000 workers in New York City will get a raise from this law. It's absolutely time to raise the minimum wage. Let's take a quick look at who the workers are. Not surprisingly, they're working adults. They're not teenagers. That's something that's really important, because what conservatives often say is that, hey, these are just teenagers. They're just working at McDonald's. They're just trying to make a little extra cash for the movies, right? But in fact, more than three-quarters of the people who will benefit from this law are adults. The majority of them are supporting their own families. And the law, and this is really close to my heart, the law will disproportionately help women, immigrants, and workers of color. What this means is that the law will help exactly the people who need the help the most. And why do they need it? One of the great statistics that we've been putting out is that over the past decade, poverty in New York State, and especially in the city, has gotten worse. This is something we're all familiar with. But it means that right now there's 2.6 million New Yorkers who are living in poverty. And the result is that New York City, this is something a lot of people don't know, New York City has the biggest gap between rich and poor of any city in this country. Now, what did Albany do in response to that? Albany could have raised the minimum wage, kept raising it throughout the 80s and 90s, and it didn't. If the minimum wage had kept pace with inflation, with the cost of living, the minimum wage today would be $8.83 an hour. Instead, it's $5.15 an hour. That's $10,000 a year. You can't even support yourself on that, never mind a whole family. There's one final point I want to make, which is that one of the things you're going to hear opponents talk about a lot in the coming weeks is they're going to say, it'd be great to raise a minimum wage, but we can't afford to do it right now. Employers will cut jobs. They can't afford to pay higher wages. And what I want to tell you as a researcher is that, in fact, that's wrong. That argument is way out of date. They're working with bad information. Careful economic studies across the last two decades have shown that minimum wages don't result in unemployment. And even President Bush's own Council of Economic Advisors has concluded that raising the minimum wage does not cause unemployment. And you don't need academic studies to know that. There are 12 states throughout the country that have a higher minimum wage right now. Connecticut is $7.10 an hour. Massachusetts is $6.75 an hour. And those states sure aren't going under. New Yorkers understand this. According to the most recent polls, 80% of the people in this state support raising the minimum wage. All right. So let me just conclude by saying that in my mind, this piece of legislation is the most important law that we could pass this year in New York State. It will help hundreds of thousands of workers. It will help our economy, not hurt it. Thank you.
Thank you, Annette. Now I'd like to introduce Wayne Taylor with Acorn.
All right, hello. I'd like to start off by saying my name is Wayne Taylor in Franklin, I'm in August District. I live right over there on 112 and Park Avenue. And frankly, I've been working a security job for the past 3 years, and I'm still not even making more than $5.65 an hour. And that's kind of hard to do considering the fact that I have 3 daughters. I have to send them to school. I got to pay rent. With food, I always have to go to the pantry. And instead of having to go to the pantry, I feel if they would raise minimum wage, instead of me having to go to the pantry, I'd be able to provide food for my kids instead of having to go out elsewhere and try to get it for free. And by raising it, anybody probably that's doing 40 hours a week would get an extra $80. So they need to raise the minimum wage. Thank you.
Thank you. Ahora.
We'd like to introduce Jose Polanco, a member of New York Unemployment Project, a worker from East Harlem, who knows firsthand what it's like to live on minimum wage.
Mi nombre es Jose Polanco. Vivo en el barrio. Soy miembro del proyecto de desempleo y espero que la senadora Olga Méndez oiga nuestra voz para que el salario mínimo sea aumentado a 7.10 la hora y los moradores del barrio podemos vivir una vida mejor. Yo y para que nuestros hijos tengan una mejor calidad de vida.
My name is Jose Polanco and I live here in East Harlem and I'm a member of the New York Unemployment Project. I hope that the Senator Olga Méndez hears our voices so that the minimum wage can be raised to $7.10 and so that the residents of this area can live a little better and also so that our children can have a better quality of life.
Yo vivo haciendo delivery para los supermercados y así no mantengo a mis hijos, a mi familia y tengo 2 niños de 17 y 13 años y a veces el sueldo no es suficiente para mantener a mi familia. Y con un aumento, mi familia podrá vivir una vida mejor.
I make my living doing deliveries for a supermarket, and this is how I maintain my family. I have 2 children, 17 and 13 years old, and many times this wage is not enough to maintain them, and the raise in the minimum wage would allow my family to have a better life and also to have a better education.
El salario que yo gano de $250 semanal o 300 pesos y no me alcanza para mantener mi familia ni para comprarles los libros para la educación.
I earn about $250 to $300 a week. Often this doesn't allow me to buy them shoes, to buy the books that they need for their education, to buy them clothing.
Muchas gracias para todos.
Now I'd like to introduce Ann Valdez with Community Voices Heard.
My name is Ann Valdez. I'm with Community Voices Heard. We are an organization who are fighting for the people, fighting for the people to have the right to live like everyone else, to be able to afford to eat, sleep at night, and do everything that everyone else should be doing. I have just finished completing an internship program with the New York City Comptroller's Office, Mr. Thompson's office. At this program, I was earning $6 an hour. I was working and getting paid every other week, which is approximately $240, twice a month, $480. I have 2 children at home that I need to take care of. With this little bit of money that I was getting, it was not enough to cover my electric, my telephone, school supplies for both my children in school, and car fare for me to go to work. It's very difficult to make the dollar stretch. There's only so far you can make it stretch before it snaps. If they raise the minimum wage, that would be approximately $80 a month for the average person. If I had $80 a month extra to put into my income, I think maybe one day I would get out of debt, but at the way it is now, it's not enough. You still need to go to food pantries to get extra food, Salvation Army for clothing, churches to pick up extra necessities. That's not the way an American should live. That's not the way a New Yorker should live. I think we've suffered enough, and it's time to pay attention and give back to us. I hope that Senator Méndez hears what we're saying and can feel the pain that we're feeling, and I hope that she does push this through. The laws need to be changed. We need more money.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have two more working people who are going to speak. Irene Tongues, she's going to read the testimony of Sharon Pagan with the New York Unemployment Project.
This is the testimony of Sharon Pagan, who couldn't be here tonight. Hi, my name is Sharon Pagan. I'm a member of the New York Unemployment Project. I live here in East Harlem in Senator Mendez's district. I used to work at the Hyatt downtown, where I was able to pay my bills and support my family. When I was laid off, I began to look for work, and I tried everything. Employment agencies, faxing resumes, I've done the walking. But the only job I could find was a job at the Gap that paid only $6 an hour. I have two kids to take care of. Even with the minimum wage jobs, I have to rely on food stamps and on government agencies to help me pay childcare. And even then, I can't pay my bills. People say that only teenagers are making minimum wage, but that's not true. I have a family, I have kids to raise. The monthly phone bill gets backed up because I just don't have enough each month. A lot of other people in this room have the same story. People say it's better than nothing, but I think if you're working full-time, you shouldn't have to rely on anything else to make ends meet. Olga Mendez needs to stand up for workers here in East Harlem by making sure the raise in the minimum wage comes to a vote this March. There are more than 1 million other people in New York with stories like mine. We can't wait another year for a raise. My family can't wait another year.
Thank you. We have over here Raul from the Restaurants Opportunity Center. Welcome. Thank you.
Hello, how are you? My name is Raul Escobar. I am a member of ROC New York, the Restaurant Opportunity Center of New York City. We are an organization who are trying to fight for the rights of the workers in the whole city. We try to organize restaurant workers and fight for their rights and for better conditions. Okay, so I'm going to give my testimony about the minimum wage, my story, whatever. I work in a restaurant in the village. I am a waiter. I get paid $2 an hour, flat. I know that I wish I could, but the situation is too bad right now to look for another job. So I'm talking about that I make tips, but still, the $2 don't really make a big difference in my life. All right, so I just don't make enough money. I mean, it doesn't compense the situation. Okay, and I have been sometimes a very difficult situation in New York City where I haven't been able to pay for my rent. Okay, so one other thing, I don't rely on the government services because I try not to get sick because I can't afford to go to a hospital or I can't afford to go to a doctor. I have to support my family and I don't think I'm making enough money, okay? And if I start increasing the minimum wage, $4.75, still will mean something for me, all right?
Gracias.
Now, we were hoping that Senator Mendez would be here so that we could ask her specific questions on what she was going to do to make sure the minimum wage increase passed this year. We're glad that Senator Mendez is on the bill and that she's signaling that raising the minimum wage is the right thing to do. But she's not here tonight. So it's pretty clear that we need to keep the heat on her. We've learned in the past that lip service is not enough. Sponsorship is not enough.
Y vamos a ir esta noche hasta su residencia porque nosotros no podemos dejar y no dejamos cuando tenemos una oportunidad como la de hoy que estamos aquí, vamos a llevar esta acción hasta su residencia. Por favor, 515 no es suficiente. 515
no es suficiente.
515.
No es suficiente. 515. No es suficiente.
That's right. 515 is not enough. It's definitely not enough. So, sisters and brothers, tonight we're going to bring this to Senator Mendez's house. She lives right here on Fifth Avenue. We're going to make sure she hears us and sees us. That's why we're here. Not just to talk about a raise in minimum wage, but to make it happen, and to make it happen now. We know there's going to be a vote on the minimum wage by March or no vote at all. Tonight we're going to ask Senator Mendez, Will you send Majority Leader Bruno a letter asking him for a vote by March? Well, we're going to let Senator Mendez hear all our voices. Please go to the back exit. There will be people there to lead the march. We're going to take this to her. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Let's make sure we get some action in Albany. All right.
515.
Somebody to represent her, so we're gonna wait to see what's gonna happen now. 515 is not enough!
515 is not enough! 515 is not enough! 710 will get you elected! 710 will get you elected! Hey.
Finalmente, la senadora está hablando con Addison. Y ella está enferma y no se disculpa por no haber podido estar con nosotros esta noche. Okay.
So right now Addison is inside talking to Senator Mendez on the phone, and she's saying she's sick. She's really sorry that she wasn't able to come out tonight. And she says over the phone that she's agreeing to all of our demands, that she's agreeing to come to the press conference with the coalition up in Albany, that she's here and she supports us, and she's really sorry for not being able to be there tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be stronger. We'll be back. We'll be stronger.
515 is not enough. 515 is not enough. 515 is not enough.
Another folk to Senator Mendez. She claimed to be ill with a cough. I told her we're ill too. We're sick of being ill-treated. And I told her she felt a little offended that we're here because she said she supports us. I said, well, if you support us, come down and say hi and check off on our sign. Yeah. And I told her, with all due respect, we're happy for your support, but we want to see it. We want to see you at our press conference in Albany. We want to make sure that she tells Bruno and Pataki that we got to make sure we get a vote on this before March is over. We are going to win this, with or without Miss Mendez, but it would be a lot better if she would come down here and show her support.
The workers united will never be defeated.
The workers united will never be defeated. The workers united will never be defeated. The workers united will never be defeated. The workers united will never be defeated.
You've been listening to a protest meeting and rally to raise the New York State minimum wage, sponsored by New York Jobs for Justice and the New York Unemployment Project. As one of the rally speakers stressed, raising the minimum wage would be the single most effective anti-poverty measure that can be taken. And what's good for New York workers is good for workers across the country. We should raise the minimum wage nationwide. We go out with David Rovak's song, Minimum Wage Strike.
When I awoke one morning, there was a feeling in the air. Everything was quiet. Things were different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with Joe Hill at at the mic when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. There was no one flipping burgers. All the grills were cold. Onion rings were in their bags. Fries were growing mold. There were no baristas at Starbucks asking how many shots would you like when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. There was no one pumping gasoline, no one driving from town to town, no one at the register, all the highways were shut down. Cars were stuck in the garage, CEOs on bikes, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. The fruit was falling off the trees, no one to load the trucks. Corn was rotting on the stalk, no farmhands to shuck. Workfare workers were hanging at home, spending the day with their tykes, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. Yuppie parents were housebound, their nannies left the job. Walmart workers said enough of our labor has been robbed. The Foot Locker was locked up, the boss had to take a hike, when all the minimum wage workers went on strike.
This has been a Building Bridges, your community and labor report special.
There was a feeling in the air. Everything was quiet. Things were different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with T-Bone at the mic. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike.